News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters has unveiled the proposed fiscal year 2019 Brazos County budget, which calls for no increase in the property tax rate. There is an increase in spending, more than $4 billion in general fund spending and more than a $3.5 million increase in the payment for the county share of employee health insurance. That's more than offset by an almost $6 million drop in making bond payments and spending $5.5 million less in capital projects. Judge Peters' comments taking up about 30 minutes. We'll get to a lot of those comments, beginning with a net increase of 17 new employees being proposed in next year's county budget. And we pick up Judge Peters' comments regarding where some of those new employees will be located.
To the tax office, we added a bookkeeper and a clerk. The workload out at the tax office has increased significantly. Christy has lots of folks going through there, and it's just a lot of requirement to keep up with things, and so we plugged those two positions in there. Human resources, we added an assistant HR director. Our HR director, Jennifer, has taken on a good many roles in addition to what typically was done by HR, and we felt like that department needed an assistant director to handle the workload, as she's done a lot of other things. So we plugged in that position, and that position would also probably help with this financial software as we move into it, because human resources is one of the departments that's going to be dependent on the new software, and so we needed a position over there to help handle their portion of it. And then we added this HR assistant that is in there. Is actually just a lateral shift. The HR department took over workman's comp from risk management, and so the position that was under risk management shifts over into HR, and so that's not a brand new position. It's a shift from one department to another department. Then pretrial and release supervision office. There's a court case down in Harris County that brought to light whether indigents should be required to stay in jail, depending on the level of crime, but whether they should be required to stay in jail just because they don't have money. And so we've been looking at this for a good while and kind of looking at how do we deal with that. What you have to do, I believe, and I think this is the courts that look at it, and the sheriff's office and the jail and everybody kind of took a look at how do we deal with that. We certainly don't want to turn out violent criminals, so you've got to rate them, and so you can determine who should be allowed out of the jail, maybe without bond because they're indigent or maybe because they got money, but to decide who may qualify to be released from jail. In the sheriff's jail division, we added a booking detention officer to in part do some of the pretrial evaluation when they're booked in. And I think when Wayne and I talked, there'd be other things that position would do besides that. And then in the medical division, we added a correctional health professional, and that's full-time. Then road and bridge, then we actually added a light equipment operator and four flaggers. We've added a few flaggers over the years, and for public safety, that's really a critical part. And we're doing more and more road work. Our employees are actually doing more and more road work, and so it takes more bodies out there stopping traffic and letting it go around, and so that was something for public safety we felt like we needed to add.
You are listening to comments from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, who made a presentation about the proposed fiscal year 2019 Brazos County budget. You were hearing some of his comments regarding some of the 17 additional positions that are included in the fiscal year 2019 Brazos County budget. Judge Peters also announcing Brazos County employees would receive a 3% pay raise, and some would be in line for an additional up to 1% increase. Those on county health insurance would not pay more for their share of the premium as long as employees get their physical, and that's an additional cost to the county regarding employee health insurance of more than $3.6 million. Judge Peters also going into detail about proposed capital spending, overall capital spending, is projected to drop by $5.5 million during the 2019 budget year. And now the more than $44 million in capital projects, almost $19 million going towards the expansion of the juvenile detention center that began this summer, about $9 million going towards roads. Half that money is directed to roads damaged by oil field traffic, but I asked the judge about the specific locations of where road projects would be done during the fiscal 2019 budget year, and here's the judge's response.
We've got a list of kind of the priorities. Priorities sometimes change, kind of like it did year before last, I guess, when it actually got started with McAllister. That wasn't on anybody's list, and when that road failed, we spent $1 million, and we're in the process of building it right now, you know. So I hate to stick out, you know, say, okay, here's the list, because somebody reads it and says, well, I'm number one or number two, and then something comes up that changes. And a lot of times, I mean, I can tell you that when you start looking at road projects, you have to look at, okay, well, do we have to move any utilities? Do we have to buy any right-of-way? So even though it may be a priority to have this road done, until you've got all of those things finished, you can't really start the project. So I just hate to throw out road names, because people then think it's going to happen next year, and it may not. You know, there's a lot of hoops that have to be jumped to get something like that done. But there are a number of roads that we hope to get done, and I can tell you that Road and Bridge right now is they've stepped up the game as far as our road work. They're building roads now, and of course we contract out of some of them. We just contracted with Knife River with Goodson Bend in the last couple of weeks.
The list of capital projects items from County Judge Dwayne Peters, also including some brick and mortar things as well as technology and other equipment.
Motor graders, of course, close to $1 million, and then the backhoe and track hoe and a smooth drum roller. We've continued to plug in $1.75 million for the J.P. Constable, number one. We still are not tied down to a location yet. We're still looking hard, trying to find a place that would best suit that area down there. And I don't have any idea whether the 1.75, if we had to buy property, you know, that may not be enough, but we've still got those kind of things to deal with. But we still plug in the money to try to take care of that. And then the juvenile expansion, they've already started the building process, as we plugged in 18,896 for that. You know, we're still under capital, but some of the equipment that we've had to plug in the budget, election equipment replacement, we plugged $2.6 million. The financial software, we plugged in $3.5 million. We're right now working on the plans for the jail kitchen expansion that was on the agenda in the last couple, 3 weeks. We plugged in just over $1.7 million for that. And then we plugged in $2.5 for an extension, AgriLife Extension building.
Judge also making reference to the end after 9 years and more than $20 million of the renovation of the Brazos County Courthouse.
You know, the one thing that I miss seeing on there is the courthouse. It may be time to start that over again, you know?
The Brazos County website now has a link where you can read the budget. You can also take a look at the budget as well on our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.